Hi there. This is Devlin Miles of Sweet Little Bloodhound, and this is SLB Indie Trailer, my soulful rock band's journey through the music industry. In season one, I hosted a Sunday night music series in Brooklyn called Putnam's Unplugged, available for download on sweetlittlebloodhound.com and SoundCloud. I learned a few things from other artists and decided to gas up for season two. So we are taking you on the road with us as we journey to Floyd, Virginia to see our favorite artists at Floyd Fest. Travel with the full band on tour from Massachusetts to Georgia as Sweet Little Bloodhound is nominated for Album of the Year. Witness a Broadway debut as we interview On Your Feet actor David Beta. And we get industry tips as we meet with casting director Judy Bowman and production engineers Dave Stoller and Andy Manganello of the Samurai Hotel. We hear firsthand experience from indie artist and Empress record label executive Rachel Sage. This is going to be a fun season. So let's get this sucker started. We're in for the ride of our lives. So come on, hang on, it's starting to steam up. Hi there, this is Devlin Miles of SLB Indie Trailer Podcast. And sometimes when you're editor-in-chief, you don't know where to begin. So I figured today, because I promised you an introductory to the full band, we would start right where we are. Last night we had an interview at WMSC 90.3 FM at Montclair State University. It was a full night of adventure, so I figure we'll go right there. So, without further ado, here is Sweet Little Bloodhound in action and on the road.
This just in. SLB is in the car again.
We are back at it, y'all.
We are en route to Montclair State University.
All right.
We're going to be on the radio, 90.3 FM.
Woohoo!
With Jolton Joe.
Jolton Joe.
Of Nowhere Radio. That's his show.
That's
fine. Sunday night, 7 to 10 spot. So we got Kim Nicolaias, manager extraordinaire, on the wheel. Hello, hello.
Awesome.
We've got Olivia and Chanel pulling up in the rear.
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
And as you can hear from the potholes, we are in Myrtle once again.
We're just getting out of, you know, Brooklyn.
Come on, Myrtle.
Myrtle.
That's right. Myrtle is making the journey with us. And let's see. We got Tony and Buttas are en route from the Bronx. So they're going to meet us there. And Bishop and Jabril, unfortunately, couldn't make it today. Aww. So we're going to see if we can have them call in, though, while we're there, which would be hysterical.
Boom, 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 boom.
And so we'll check in later when we see the police. Check in later. So we are rolling into Montclair State University as we speak. We just took a right on College Avenue. Talking. It's a beautiful campus so far.
300 feet, turn right on Chapin Drive, then turn left.
It's high on a hill.
Seriously.
Like a lonely goater. Lay low, lay low, lay low.
Turn right on Chapin Drive, then turn left on Skyline Way.
We got Tony and Butters on the sidewalk. What up?
What up? Hey.
Getting some dat. All right, now let's see where we're at. Okay, we got 15 minutes. Hi there, this is Devlin, and I just wanted to send a special shout-out thanks to all our fans for sharing our music and sharing the word about Sweet Little Bloodhound. It's not easy slugging away as an indie band, and you've made it worth it. So we appreciate all your emails, texts, shout-outs on Twitter, shout-outs on Facebook, and anything you're doing to help spread the word. I just wanted to remind you that we're currently booking the Sweet Little Bloodhound touring season of 2016. So if you have an idea of a show that we would be great to play, it's a 7-piece soulful rock band, we'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email at sweetlittlebloodhound@gmail.com directly, or also at slb@sweetlittlebloodhound.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and thanks for spreading the good word and the music. Here, give the listeners your look. That's one more time for Don't Take It Personal. Nice. Missing a couple of notes, but she's got
the vague version of it. The vague version of it. The 5 minutes before going on air version.
Jolton Joe, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, very cool. Wow, all right. On you guys are on it, man.
On the SLB.
You got a nice Zoom. That's right. I got a cheap one.
On the SLB Indie Trailer Podcast, welcome Jolton Joel, DJ Jolton Joel from the WMSC 90.3 FM.
Yeah. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
That's a role reversal right there.
Yeah, there you go. Now we got guests again here. We are so jam-packed with guests tonight that I better shut up is what I better do. Sweet Little Bloodhound. Now, I just found out about these folks, but they've been doing some cool stuff. We're going to talk about it. But first, we're going to play a track that has gotten some very wonderful publicity and airplay. And it's called Superhero Female. Let's just play it, and then you'll say hello to the band, all right? So... Sweet Little Bloodhound. That'll teach me.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah. Joe and Joe.
My goodness.
How long have you been doing this? How long have you been doing this on here?
About 3 weeks.
No way, that's awesome. No. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
That's not true.
You're a professional. What, a broken iPod? You're fantastic. I'm interviewing you now on the podcast.
Oh, okay. All right. I did this... when I was in college, back in 1942.
No, what? Wait a second. You
mean math? Devlin's going, yeah.
You're giving me math problems, too?
You look about
I can barely
95.
Count music.
Yeah.
I can barely count to four.
I'm kidding. I got the opportunity to go on early tonight, and I'm, you know, I had this...
The press line.
They're already calling in. I gave them the press line out.
Oh, the Americans.
WMSC. We sure do.
I love when they call in. It's awesome.
Number one fans. Okay, groovy.
Is it Jabril?
Brooklyn. All right, so they're coming on in a minute. The phone lines have been barraged by fans. It's Bloodhoundomania here. And Devlin, you seem to be the person... who causes the most trouble around here. Is that true?
Yeah, I cause a little ruckus. That's all right.
Yeah, a little ruckus. Okay. Why don't you introduce everybody? I think that's a good way to start.
Absolutely.
Sweet Little Bloodhound is with us.
That's right. I'm going to start over on my far left on the trumpet. We have Chanel Jenkins, who is also the extraordinaire. Tell them a little bit about your band project as well.
Well, I lead a band called the Youngbloods Jazz. Sometimes we're a quartet, sometimes we're not.
Cool.
And we perform in Brooklyn. And there was a documentary done on us at City College.
Oh, awesome.
About 10 years ago.
Cool.
So Chanel is a the longstanding member, I should say, of Sweet Little Bloodhound. And we're psyched, as well as Olivia Martinez next to her on classical violin.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, I do a little bit of everything. I do classical. I've been a member of Chanel's band as well, Young Bloods. I've been a member also of VR and Time Bomb, how we all originally met. Also with Jabril Noor, who's also another member of the band. So pretty awesome. And now with Devlin.
Awesome. Jabril is not here today, but we have Tony Espinoza. Give a shout out, Tony.
How you doing? How's everybody doing? I'm the newest member, actually. I just tried out for the band not too long ago, and then they were like, yeah, you're in. So I'm pretty excited.
Good luck with that, my friend.
I'm very happy to be here.
Very happy to be here. And he's on keys. I don't know if I said that, but beside me we have Butter, Charles Butterfield II.
The Butters. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Charles Butterfield on bass. I, you know, do a little bit of everything. I just, you know, I'm involved with a hard rock band called Reign of Kings.
Wow.
I play blues with the John Gordon Project. I got, you know, a little heavy metal going on with Black Wave. So I'm stretching it out here.
Very cool. Very cool. Anyway, how about I turn it over to you all?
Really?
And let's see if we can make this sound good for you.
Cool. Thank you very much, Joe. Jolton Joe, we're excited to be here. So this one goes out to all our SLB fans. If you do want to call in, we'd love to hear from you, too. Last time we had someone call from Bermuda.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Like, all over the place.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So this one's called Twice.
Cold and snow. tables with flashlights. Sitting here with you by candlelight. There's only one thing left on my mind. Could lightning strike me?
Co-wrote, you know, Jabril Noor, who's on the, who's in the band.
Oh, right. You,
he's also a co-writer on a lot of tunes in the album. So I did a lot of co-writes with this album.
Okay,
so it was
cool,
different as a whole. And we're starting to write more for our next album as a band. Mm. Buttas and Bishop and I were writing.
We did some stuff up at the house.
Yeah, we did some acoustic up at the house. Yep, in Greenfield, Mass. Shout out to Greenfield.
Not bad.
Yep.
Is country? You know, rural?
The house isn't a neighborhood, so we didn't, because we have the New York voyeurism gene, we didn't want to be in the sticks. We like to watch people out the window and dogs and dog walkers and the kitties of the hood prowl around. So.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just wondering how secluded it was, you know.
No, it's not.
Because sometimes people want that, you know, peace to, you know, create it.
It's not far from the country. We just, like, a couple miles. We just prefer to be in a neighborhood so that we have neighbors in case there's a blackout, like cold and stormy night. That twice was written. Twice was written up there, actually.
Yeah.
On a cold and stormy night with no electricity.
Yeah, we've had a few of those in past years. I got to do this real quick.
Nice.
Commercial break.
Wow, that's a long time without a commercial.
8 o'clock? Yeah. Well, you know, it's top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock.
Are you an Instagrammer? Well, Sweet Little Bloodhound wants to invite you to our annual holiday countdown. It begins on December 6th, counting down 12 days to zero, till December 19th, which is our Sweet Little Hoedown, hosted this year at Five Spot Soul Food. So show us your numbers by hashtagging Sweet Little Bloodhound or at replying SL Bloodhound Holiday Hoedown.
I'm Jolton Joe the Mad Scientist, WMSC. So, let's get back to you all, Sweet Little Bloodhound. And I know they're itching to play, and I think that's a very cool thing. So, scratch it to play, maybe?
That works. Okay. Scratching with the dog. I like it.
I wish I had.
We got fleas to play.
All right. So, we'll turn it over.
So, this is a shout out to the Eurythmics.
Just as you were ending the song, I was looking on the website, and I think you guys have some gigs coming up, right? Am I?
Absolutely.
In fact, you're going on a little. Going on a little
on the
trip.
On the road again.
One thing that
very
one,
cool.
Team No Sleep.
Now. You got a van, you got a microbus.
That's a really interesting question, because sometimes we have a van, and sometimes we have little Myrtle.
Oh,
so
wow.
If you want to know more about Myrtle, listen to the podcast.
Oh, wow.
But if anybody wants to sponsor
But we're looking for sponsorship for the van. We're working on the van.
Cool. If you want to donate your tour bus, don't we'll take it.
Manager's always thinking about these things.
Manager,
I like
right?
that.
Right? Manager. Okay.
That's right.
On this trip, we're going to Tacoma Park, Maryland.
Park, yeah.
We're doing a really cool house concert. It's called Circle in the Square.
Oh,
and there's
okay.
an email
Circle
address which I'll you have to get. You can go to our website to get the link to get tickets. You have to email to get tickets because it's a house concert. You know, it's a hush hush. You know, so then we have DC on the 6th. We're going to be playing the Black Squirrel
cool.
Sunday. It'll be an afternoon show, probably 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. That's to be confirmed this week. So Saturday, December 19th, a holiday extravaganza.
Five Spot Soul Food Restaurant in Brooklyn, New York.
Really?
Yeah, on 459 Myrtle Avenue.
Right. No
Myrtle
relation to our car.
Myrtle.
She's going to be there. She's going to be there.
You know, I have a lot of friends, musician friends from Brooklyn, and makes me wish I lived there sometimes. Now, I've gone over to visit it once or twice.
Come over.
Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. Come to the holiday party. Will you?
And got the traffic.
Oh.
You know, because I live up in nowhere. I live in Nowheresville.
I love the radio name, Nowhere Radio.
Yeah,
awesome.
Absolute Radio Nowhere. We live in Nowheresville. We're here on top of the mountain.
It is.
Nowheresville. So.
It's cold up on this hill, I will say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
I'm Joe the Mad Scientist with Sweet Little Bloodhound, and they're going to play for us again.
So we're going to do Barely There.
Hey. Wagon.
For a nomination for a Grammy.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So it's pretty amazing that, you know, it's come this far. For
how cool is that process,
so,
right?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah.
Kim sends a
pretty much, she submitted it.
A man in, and is that what? Yeah.
No, it's a preliminary voting process. It's a whole process. It's a science, really, and it's interesting to be on the ballot and get the ballot, and your name is next to Luke Bryan, Cole Swindell, some other really amazing artists. Fleetwood Mac was on the ballot somewhere. Bon Jovi, Bette Midler, Brandi Carlile, a big fan of Brandi Carlile, Grace Potter. They're all on the ballot this year, but I was so grateful they're not in our category. And thank God Taylor Swift switched over, because we're in the country category, and Taylor Swift is pop, so she's not our competition.
Yeah.
So, thank God for that.
You know, do the fans have any say in this? What...
You know what? It's an interesting process. It's all industry. You're voted on by your peers in the industry. Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it is cool. And actually, the way they do it, shout out to Naris for the way they organized it. But basically, you can vote in the top four categories, but you can't vote in every category. So, like, if I'm not a jazz musician, so it wouldn't be appropriate for me to evaluate other jazz musicians.
Yeah.
So I like the way that they've kind of made it. You know. Yeah. It's interesting.
That's awesome. I wish you luck with that. And
thank you.
Thank you.
We are saying prayers every day.
I'll be at the Grammy party with you guys over there in Brooklyn when you're celebrating.
Fabulous.
Of course, perhaps if you win, they'll have you go out to the Grammys or wherever the Grammys
are. We are planning on it. We're picking out our outfits now, right?
Nice. I like that. Very cool. We got a few minutes. You want to do something live, or do you want to go to Memorex? Yeah, you want to do something live? Okay.
Apparently, the manager just says, do it. So what she says goes.
She's cracking the whip, man.
She is cracking the whip.
I feed them, too.
She's
the cook, the chef, the bottle washer. She does it all.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah.
So this one is for all those who are having a rough day. And we'll leave you with this, I guess. It's called Don't Take This Personal. For every move, but what's a girl wear when she feels she's getting screwed? Don't take this personal, but you gotta go. You're messing with my cash flow, screwing up my mojo. You seem not enough. Come on, take your time.
Oh, yeah. on the album, the first track I heard, and yeah, I like that a lot. Oh, I'm so glad you guys could come up.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Thanks for having us, man.
You know, time just flies so quickly.
It does.
I tried not to yap too much tonight, you know, so that we could get a little more music. But next time, please, I'd love to do this again. I'd love to have you visit us. And in the meantime, let's tell everybody real quick social media stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's sweetlittlebloodhound.com is our website, as well as at SLBloodhound on Instagram and Twitter. And you can find us on Facebook, Devlin Miles Fans, Sweet Little Bloodhound, I believe is what it says. So it's Devlin Miles Fans. And shout out from Boxcar Lily, Stephanie Marshall. She said to say hi.
Stephanie. Oh, how cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just wanted to get that in there. And we want to thank you so much for having us. And thank you to NERFA for connecting us.
Yeah,
because
really,
it really was on the NERFA Facebook page that we were able to connect.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, cool.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
All right, after that hot of a set from Sweet Little Bloodhound, there's only one thing I could possibly play for you. Hey, my friends, this is Jolton Joe, the Mad Scientist from Radio Nowhere. You can find us in two places. Sunday night, I do a show at 7 p.m. on WMSCradio.com, and we have a 24/7 internet radio station at RadioNowhere903.com. And yes, we play Sweet Little Bloodhound.
So we are post show.
Going to the
top. SLB in Manny's Diner in Montclair, New Jersey.
Brand new building.
And we drove by some serious mansions.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Coming here.
I'm from Montclair.
Ridiculous. So what do you know about Montclair, Kim?
It's a very well-to-do area of New Jersey.
And you said there were some people that lived here. Who did you say that lived here?
Harry Belafonte lived here, Yogi Berra. My dad had a little store... soap pop place on Moore Street, which is on the down side of the hill, up by the big mansions. But Yogi Berry used to come in and sign cards for the kids. This was going way back when my dad was older. But he would sign some cards and he'd leave them on the on the counters for the kids to come in after they get, you know, back from school, and they'd come in here like swims and shit. But my dad was a collector, and he didn't save a damn Yogi Berra card.
That's not good.
You know?
It'd be worth a lot to it.
No shit. Mm-hmm. Especially because he would have, like, put it in a special little thing inside another little thing and locked
plastic,
it up.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
So we're here.
Don't let him see that.
In Myrtle. Kim is unfamiliar with the roads, and we tried to take a left in front of a police officer. Now, we are sitting on the side of the road, pulled over by that same police officer, but literally, we could have been in a major car accident. So, if you're going to cut anybody off to accidentally, might as well be a cop.
I have my signal on.
So, they pulled us over, and so, I guess...
Yeah, exactly. I was going slow, and I had my signal on. I was looking for the turn.
So we are waiting to see what happens, because really, this has never happened before. She was trying to take a left, and so my bet is they're probably going to give her a reckless driving ticket.
I hope not. That's a lot of points.
But, or nothing. Maybe they'll give us a warning, because we did tell them we're not familiar with the area. We should give them a CD.
I don't know about that. That guy was not having me.
Well, because he was almost in a major car accident. I get it, because it was a big... a big thing. I'm just grateful we're alive, so I'll take the frickin' ticket. Want to sign the CD, ladies?
I'll do it.
I'm looking for my pen.
I don't have anything else to do.
I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray.
Start praying,
yeah, I
ladies.
I need prayer. I always have to pray.
I have a Sharpie right here.
Do you have a Sharpie? Yeah. Give
Let's
the girls
do it.
A sign.
I can't have any more rock bottom than I already have.
So we've decided to sign a CD for these nice police officers. See how it rolls.
Look, man, if we win the Grammy, they're going to be really happy that they win this album. Do I sign inside or outside?
I don't know. He's pretty pissed, so yeah, I'm just going to play
yeah,
right here.
It's all right. Mm-hmm. Listen.
If he gives you a ticket, just give him a CD. So thank you. Whatever. This is how we roll in
SLP. Here you go.
Sign it, Olivia. Sign it.
I'm afraid to move.
Well, we don't have nothing else to do for the next 10 minutes.
Are checking to make sure we're legal.
Yeah.
And there was no alcohol served at that diner, FYI.
Not at all.
We're completely sober. Here, talk to them. Talk to the people at home, Chanel.
So, earlier in the night, Devlin had called and said the next time that we'd be on the DAP machine is for the cops, and here we are.
So, we're just waiting to go to the Grammys, because we're just going to keep talking about it. We're going to ask Devlin to talk about, you know, just keep going to the Grammys. We're going to go, we're going to play. I'm going to win.
Apparently, I have a vision, huh?
See? You just got to speak it into fruition.
Speak the word into existence.
Speak it into existence.
So, literally, there are red and blue lights that are flashing, and we had not one, but two cops. One actually shined flashlights into the car to make sure that we were not trafficking drugs or anything else, because we are musicians. You
we
know?
Weren't. We weren't. We actually went to the diner, had burgers,
get to the musicians,
on your rings. Okay, don't put that too high up. They might think it's a weapon of some sort.
This is true, and I am black, so this might not work out so well.
Sorry, hold it low.
Back to you, Dev.
Okay, Dev, let me just put my mind over this, because, you know, I just don't want to get caught up in all this.
I may not be helping everybody's case right now.
Thank you for keeping us safe.
Don't. No.
Why the fuck not? You guys are scared of anything.
Let's go scared.
Wait, you think they're going to put us in jail for giving them a CD?
Yo. I've seen too many stuff on documentary now.
Just consider us your chauffeurs, lady.
Not me. Nobody's gonna believe me.
You guys are funny. All right, here they come.
Okay,
they come. Oh, both of them.
Oh God. Yeah.
Ma'am, here's your information back.
Okay.
I'm giving you probably the biggest break you're ever gonna get.
Okay.
I'm writing you one ticket for not using your turn signal. I could write you for careless driving. I could write you for creating a risk of an accident.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that. It's the holidays.
Thank you.
Okay, and you're an organ donor, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate it. I just, it was really dark, and I couldn't see where the turn was. I was looking at the sign, and I just,
I don't know if that's a points ticket. I don't think it is.
Okay.
But it's much better than any of those other ones.
Okay.
We're grateful.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
We're from a band, Sweet Little Bloodhound. We thank you for keeping us safe, guys. Really, for real.
What kind of music is it?
We were just on the radio. That's why we're like not familiar with the area around here.
What kind of music is this?
Like soulful rock, like classic rock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we were up at Montclair State. We went to Manny's to get something to eat because we were starving, and then
we're in consideration for a Grammy, so maybe it'll be worth something.
What's that?
We're in consideration for a Grammy, so maybe it'll be worth something.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate
thank
it.
You. All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
so much.
Guys.
Where are you trying to go?
Home.
To get to the parkway to go to George Washington Bridge.
Yeah, that's this way.
Okay.
Okay. You can. I'll let you go around here.
Okay.
Just please be careful.
Okay.
Please. We're all.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys rock.
Oh my God, that's
so awesome. God is good.
God is great.
He is good. God is good. He is good.
Yeah, I did have my turn signal on. Because it's still on.
Oh, thank God.
I know, and that's the thing.
That
but could he picked.
Really, really see, bad.
No, and you said I had my turn signal on.
That's weird. Oh, scary shit. Oh my God. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you for my ticket, officer. See you, man. You're the fucking best. You're the fucking best.
I like that. The devil was like, thank you for keeping us safe. I was like, oh my God, he's going to talk us up. I was like, he just ran us over.
Oh my God.
See, America, not all cops are bad.
We survived, y'all. We did it.
Awesome.
Yay, Kim.
Yay.
Oh, wait till we tell Butters that one. Somebody text his ass.
I know. I almost ran over a fucking cop.
Yeah. I almost lost my life to the cop. For real. Because I was on the T-bone
I didn't
side.
See him either.
I would have been
there. You notice like headlights coming onto you? As big as that truck is.
I fucking saw it. That's why I was squealing like a pig. I was like, But really, he was coming fucking fast around that hill.
Yeah, but so. And you were kind of looking for the sign and not looking
for a random fast car.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they were probably almost in pursuit of somebody, and they just decided, oh, you know what? Oh, snap. And
snap,
like,
there's a lawbreaker right here. We don't have to run very far.
Shoot. You know, that's a good quota.
Let me give a quota. So, we're safe. We're alive. And we are heading back to the city because these people are crazy out here in New Jersey.
Let's go home.
Let's go the hell home.
Thank you.
You hear, see how he turned right around? He's like, oh, what kind of music you do?
Yeah, I didn't know if that's actually going to happen. So I like, wanted to wait till he was going to say. I was like, I don't know.
You should have used the CD before he went to write the ticket.
Note to self. If ever in a cop's district, you want a CD? You don't want to give me a ticket. You know you want
to. They probably pushed
Chase in to check out first.
That's true.
Check out first.
They gotta do their job. They gotta do their job.
Oh, Lord. He's like, in this car? Minivan, what do you want? In this alien green Myrtle 1993 Geo Prism that has 217,000 miles on it? Come on.
All stuff in the back. You know they carry something.
Yeah, they probably thought.
I was like, oh, Jesus.
They probably thought they're on something.
Like, we can find something in one of their pockets.
I'm just praying he didn't say step out of the car.
Oh, I know. My God. When they both got out on the way back, I was like, oh, fuck. What did I do? I'm running through my head. I was like, I have no tickets. I don't have any accidents.
Yep,
right. I don't traffic drugs.
I'm almost thinking, I almost rolled down, you know, because you got to roll down your windows up in here. You got to use the crank handle in Myrtle. I almost rolled down my window to give the police officer on this side the CD, and I said no because I gotta crank the window. He'll probably think I'm grabbing for a piece or something.
You're thinking that.
You know what I mean? I'm like, he'll probably shoot me on the spot.
Sit still.
Put your hands in the lap and be quiet like a little Catholic child in school. I had all these things glowing on my lap. My phone was glowing because I was looking at Instagram, and this friggin' dat record is glowing. I'm like, oh my
media.
God. Oh my God.
It's not a weapon, sir. It's just a phone and a recording device.
I don't have a taser in my hand, officer.
Shit. Red lights might be flashing, but it's not going to taser you. It's safe.
Oh my God.
Jump at you.
You know what, shit? I'm glad I didn't say anything about the recorder because they're probably like, you're not allowed to record police.
Right, right. So I was like, Devil, get down. I would have been. I was like, Chanel, give me that.
Oh my God.
So,
I think I pulled the fucking neck muscle, though.
Oh, you pulled the neck muscle? Was it the turn or you just.
The turn from jerking.
Last episode.
No, you seriously jerked back, and if you didn't jerk back, we would have been dead.
Yeah, I pulled the fucking muscle.
That truck, like, went up to the top of your car. That's the front of the truck.
I've been in so many near-death experiences, it doesn't face.
We're happy to meet the police officers of Montclair.
Yay!
Thanks
for keeping us safe.
Yes.
SLV. Sealed with the kiss. I should have X'd out the other two fools on the CD. By the way, pay no attention to the other two fools on the cover. This CD is under construction. Oh my God. Good times.
Well, good stuff.
Yeah. I don't think we can beat that one. So, we'll check in later, or perhaps this is our sign-off. So, that's SLB signing off from the night from Montclair, New Jersey.
Safely on the road now.
Still alive from Myrtle.
Alive. We are alive.
And we want to say goodnight to you.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to SLB and our Indie Trailer podcast. We hope you'll share our good word and our police experiences. Because we had a good one.
Yes,
we did. Most people have been publicizing bad ones. For the record, you would think that we'd been drinking all night, the way this girls' night is going down.
Girls' night, oh my God.
We have been pulled over by the police, almost cut them off first, and had to stop and pee in the middle of the road. And there has been no alcohol consumed all night. Bishop said, no such thing as bad publicity.
Bishop.
Even a fish. I love it. I love it. Maybe. Definitely not.
I said back to Bishop, we are literally breaking all laws today. Sweet little bandits, he said.
Is that Bishop?
Yeah. Sweet little. So I gotta say, that's one for the record books. Probably not gonna be forgotten anytime soon for SL. This is Devlin Miles. Kim Nicolaias, Chanel Jenkins, signing off for SLB Indie Trail. Thanks for listening.
Sweet Little Bloodhound thanks you for listening to SLB Indie Trailer. We will gas up our next episode and drop it off next Wednesday. Until then, we will see you online at SL Bloodhound on Instagram and Twitter, or on Facebook, Devlin Miles Fans. Stop by and say hi. This is a copyright production, all rights reserved by Sweet Little Bloodhound. However, if you share this sucker with your friends, we'll give you a treat. Woof.